We did have a couple injuries. We had Xavier had his broke his clavicle, so he'll be out for a while. And Dayton Wade had to have surgery on his chest, ribs, so he'll be out for a while. So those are the two injuries you have. All the other injuries are stuff that we really expect everybody to be back practicing next week if they're not practicing right now.
Do we have any word? Does that include Isaiah Likely? Is he? He's not.
I don't think so. It's up in the air.
Yeah, up in the air. I want Isaiah Likely back for Buffalo.
I think you don't get him back until week two or three.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's very fair. I do not. I did at one point.
Did you just like gargle?
I know he's. Oh. What, is that gargling or just swishing it around in your mouth? Did you realize you just did that?
Apparently not.
Was it to the beat?
No. Hold on. We'd have to go back and listen.
I think it was to the beat.
Like a Listerine ad.
Yeah.
That's not gargling, though.
Same thing.
Four out of five dentists approve. What's wrong with the other
guy? What's wrong with the other guy?
He's coming around.
He never approves.
That's Trident.
Yeah. He just.
I don't like gum.
He's a naysayer.
That fifth dentist on board yet?
This is big. I think it's big that they come back healthy, even without Isaiah Likely, although I want him back. I think it's important to start the season healthy because Buffalo, you keep talking trash about revenge. Buffalo might be saying, no, we're going to prove there wasn't a fluke.
They could.
They're going to be a good football team.
I hate saying this because you always sound like a homer, but you guys obviously know I'm not a homer when it comes to the Ravens. But
you're not a. Oh.
I'm a homer when it comes to the Orioles.
Mur.
I knew what he meant.
Buffalo. You said Mur.
Yeah.
I thought you.
Yeah, you missed. You might have been swishing and didn't hear. Oh, you got it? Let me see. Joe's going to replay.
I
think you don't get him back until week two or three.
Yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's like Pac-Man chasing his pellets. You didn't even realize you did it, did you?
No, I did not.
You just ate in a commercial break, didn't you?
Yes.
You got to save that. Man, you better wash that out.
I know he swallows.
He didn't spit it out. I'm not going to tell you who said it, but in the dugout, I eat seeds, sunflower seeds. I'm not going to tell you who said it. It's a player. So he said, what are you doing? I said, spitting seeds. That's what she said.
Talk to her.
Did the person say this to you on the day he was pitching? Oh, man. Jesus.
Again, the health of the Ravens going into Buffalo, you guys think it's a blowout.
Ravens no. I'm not saying blowout. I think they
win
the game.
I said they win by at least 10. Yeah. I think it's going to be
an NFL blowout.
That's a blowout.
Yeah. I think they handle the game and that it's, look, in the first half, I don't think the game's ever in doubt. Look, the Ravens have, and
Bills
at the
can't
end of the
stop
year,
their run.
It might be a top three, top, offense and defense. I'm saying top five either way, but the way that you look at this team, and you can't go into the preseason and say, oh, they only gave up that one touchdown. It's preseason. But you look at the depth that they have. I can't wait to see them play. Like I'm grading them on a curve, and I mean like stronger. Like 14-3 to me is what it should be at the end of the year.
Their heaviest linebacker is 20 pounds lighter than Derrick Henry. They cannot stop this running game.
Did you just hear that?
What?
You'll smell it.
Oh,
but both ends here.
Why don't you swish that ass around?
Jesus. Seriously, I think they're too light to stop the Ravens in a run.
Yeah. I mean, they were.
Call them light in the ass.
They're light in the ass. They are. Yeah. Literally light in the ass.
It's an undersized defense where they want to get the lead and they want to get after you. It reminds me of the old Colts defense where they ran their cover too.
Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis.
Pin your ears back and get after him. And in the cover,
and they had the offense to do it.
Yeah, and the cover two makes you matriculate down the field because they don't give up the big play.
All right, Hank Schram.
Yeah, I just learned that word. Something just matriculated out of your ass.
No, it didn't. It didn't come out slowly.
Oofa.
It was like the Ravens running game.
You let one loose this morning, and I'm sitting over here just basking in it, and I'm like, I just want to say something, but I think he'd let out another one if I said something. It's awful.
The
man.
Revenge one?
Yeah.
What was that? What was that store they had on Caribbean Enthusiasm? What was it called?
The Spite Store.
Yeah, the Spite Fart. Oh, yeah? You want to say something about it?
They're going to say Mocha Joe's.
That's how it started.
Oh, man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm with you, Jeremy. If this team is, for the most part, healthy in key areas, they win no fewer than 13 games this year. No fewer. If they're a couple mm-hmm. of weeks of injuries, then we're talking about a 10-11 win team. But no fewer than 13 wins healthy.
Is there any chance that any team, is there any chance that one of these two teams, Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, surprised you and better than you think?
Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to be better than people think.
I think Cincinnati is going to be worse than people think, to be honest with you. But I agree with him. I think this is Ravens, Pittsburgh, and you could probably almost flip a coin on Cincinnati and Cleveland.
I think at some point during this season that Joe Burrow's elbow goes up to the coach and goes, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired. Why are we throwing the ball 50 times a game? That defense is – they did nothing to improve it, and they were the worst defense in football last year.
The Steelers won 10 games last year, and they're better this year.
And, yeah. I mean, they got rid of that malcontent in George Pickens, but watch him have a bang-up season mm-hmm. in Dallas unless that season goes awry. Because yeah. he ain't going to stop talking if he ain't getting the ball. Even with a better receiver alongside him.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott knows how to feed the receiver. He knows how to pepper receivers, man. I give him credit for one thing. He knows how – very few times are receivers unhappy around Dak.
It's all in the hips.
There you go.
It's all in the hips.
We never talked to Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers. I think – because he wasn't horrible at the end with the Jets.
It was. I mean, if you look deeper at it, it wasn't good. It
wasn't good at
all.
It
wasn't great, but he was better than he was in the beginning. And I think all they need is decent because their defense is great.
The only thing that concerns me is that I saw him missing receivers like – way worse than you would ever expect, like bouncing the ball to the receiver. Really?
And not only that, like a lot of his yards came when they were down and the defense was 100% hanging back.
Absolutely.
Letting him get the completions underneath.
He had two games where he threw,
that's pretty much every game with the Jets
yeah.
because they were down.
Like he threw five passes to Davante Adams going down the field where it's like, here's 17, yes. there's 8,
yeah. mm-hmm.
here's another 9, here's 14. It's like
putting the yards together, but doing nothing.